Reached emergency roadside. My name is Prisha, calling from a safe location.
I'm sorry, what was that?
We just ask if you're calling from a safe location. If you are, may I have the first and last name?
Natasha Beard.
Alrighty. And if our driver needed to reach out to you for service, what is the best callback?
615-606-4984.
And whenever you're ready, let me have the member ID for your roadside.
Would that be, is that like, is it to start with a C or?
It usually starts with a. Oh, no, it's usually between 9 and 11 digits long. Usually starts with like a 001 or a 002.
Okay. 001-410-785.
That's not pulling up for me. I'm going to repeat that back. You said 001-410-785.
410-785, yes.
I'm not seeing a policy with that one. Has there been any recent changes in the last 72 hours?
No.
Do you see, or did they give you your little card that goes into your wallet?
My insurance card or the tow card?
The roadside assistance card. It would look just like your insurance card, except with roadside on it.
I got this Towbuster 24-hour roadside assistance. That's the only thing they gave me.
Do you see anything on there that says either producer or plan code? It would be like a 4-6-digit number followed by a letter.
Okay, the producer code is 45089.
And do you see any letters with it?
It say membership C-11.
You see anything that says plan code, and it should have like maybe one or two letters?
It say plan C-C-1-1.
Okay, plan C. And it should also have your effective date. Do you see that as well?
Contract period?
Correct. Does it show you the contract start date?
4-8-2020 to 4-8-2023.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to use this to do a reverse search for the policy. One second. Okay. It's not recognizing your producer and plan code. It hasn't been recently renewed or anything, correct?
No.
Let's see. And your name would be on there as main holder?
No, my name, it's going to be under Rayford Samuel, but I'm under the insurance too. My name's on the insurance, but it's under his name.
Okay. Do you have, let's see, what else can I use? Let me ask first. You are with Acceptance Insurance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have the VIN number to any vehicle that should be on file?
VIN number, yes, I do.
Okay. Let me take that from you.
Okay. The VIN number. It's going to be 2T1B R1-2-E-2-X-C-2-5-9-9-0-9.
Okay. I'm going to repeat that back to you. I heard two, the letter T as in Tango, one, B as in Bravo, R as in Romeo, 1-2, E as in Echo, 2, E, X as in X-ray, C as in Charlie, 2-5-9-9-0-9.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think you guys might have had a recent renewal because you have a different member ID now. Do you want me to give that to you? That way next time you need your roadside, you'd have it.
Okay, okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it is 002-183-3809. All right, and we should be able to continue with service. What is the year, make, and model, as well as the color of the vehicle?
Gold Toyota Corolla.
All right, and can you provide a brief description of what was happening with the car, as well as the service you were requesting?
I just need to tow. It won't go. I don't know what's wrong with it.
You said it won't start? Or did it cut off while driving?
Yeah.
Is it making any noises or smoking?
No.
All right. Just to verify, completely unable to start, or is it not accelerating?
It's not accelerating.
Okay. All right. Last time you were able to check it, was it switching gears, going into neutral and park?
It goes in the park.
All right. And it's a standard two-wheel drive. You don't have the four-wheel drive capability, correct?
No.
And no type of modifications or dragging pieces we would need to know about?
No.
And I am required to ask in accordance to policy if this was in the result of an accident. No accident, correct?
No accident.
And what would be the pickup address?
That I do not know. I am sitting in a gas station.
What's the name of the gas station?
B-Mart. I think it is Old Hickory Boulevard.
Okay. Let me see here. Okay, I'm seeing a 5851 Old Hickory Boulevard, zip code 37076. Is it close to that McDonald's and the Shooter's bar?
No, I'm going to get out and look at the address. No, it's on the,
I think
it's 2
Seamarks on
Old Hickory Boulevard. Yes, it's next to
the
Shooter's Lounge. It is.
Okay, right off of Interstate
40? It is, yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, ma'am. And where would you like it taken?
217 Aurora Avenue.
All right. Give me just a second to get this finalized. Alrighty. This is still within your 25 miles, so you are covered. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to our nearest driver and get him out. If you would like the text alert with the name, phone number, and the ETA, you'll get that as well in case you need to call him, and I'll provide it as soon as I get done speaking with him. Did you have any questions before we did so?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right, and this is my last question for you. Are you going to be present there with keys, or are we leaving keys with the vehicle?
It's kind of toss up. I don't know how long they're going to be. And my ride probably going to be here to pick me up probably about another 30 minutes. So,
do they
need the keys?
Correct. We have to tow the vehicle with the keys.
Okay.
Like, you don't have to stay, but, like, if you want to put it, like, in your gas cap so you can lock all your doors, or if you want to put it underneath your driver's seat but leave, like, one door unlocked or a window down.
Yeah, I'll leave them here.
Okay. If you do leave them, I do have to get you to agree to the waiver, though. It just says if something happens before the driver gets there, he's not liable, but we take full responsibility for the vehicle once we get there. Is that okay?
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. And where would you think about leaving them?
They're going to be under the front seat, driver.
Okay. Driver's seat, door open. All right. We should be good to go. I'll go ahead and get this moving, and all you have to do is look out for that text.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.